Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. We're the Mishpocha, the family with the Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. We're the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile. It's finally come down to form one new man. My guest here, Nick Grimsman, he had incurable schizophrenia. And you know what it says in Scripture? To him who's forgiven much, they love much. And the Holy Spirit took him step by step, showed him how to be free, how to do his own self-deliverance. And you may have problems with relatives that have mental disorders or tormenting spirits or addictions of all kinds, from pornography to alcohol to drugs, or dealing with emotional problems and dealing with fear and dealing with physical problems, because a lot of physical healing happens once you get rid of the strongholds and you get rid of the curses and you get rid of the spirits of infirmity. And so few Christians understand this. But Nick, the scripture that I said just came to me so loud and clear when you were sharing how God sets you free. And I think to myself, oh God, how could I have dealt with what Nick dealt with? But you know what? To someone that is forgiven much, they love much. And that's what I'm getting from you, Nick. The first time I spoke to you on the phone, I could feel such a presence of the love of God. How can others have that type of presence around them, have such intimacy with God the way you do?
Well, Sid, it's actually pretty easy. You know, the Bible says that if you seek the Lord, you'll find him. And so I would get on my floor and I'd pray on my face in different ways, you know, sit down and stuff. But I would always quote that scripture. I'd say, Lord, you know, you are a great reward of those who seek you. You said that if I seek you, I'll find you. And I asked the Lord, how far can you take me in one life? I said, how far can you take somebody who seeks you? And I never thought that when I was sitting in a mental hospital years ago, that I'd ever be able to minister to others hope and love.
I feel like you have such compassion. That's got to do with why the healing gift is so amazing in your life. For instance, have you really prayed with people that teeth grew back?
Yeah, we were up at a children's home up in north of Phoenix, Arizona, and a young girl had her tooth. It was like down and over, and it was bothering her. And we prayed for it, and it grew back into place in front of everybody. And all these kids were giving their life to the Lord.
I want you to tell me one person you prayed for that brought you great satisfaction. One person, one situation.
Well, I visited a young lady at the children's hospital. Phoenix, Arizona. I went there to pray for a young girl. She was 13. She just had heart surgery, and they were leaving the next day, and they needed prayer. And so I prayed with this young girl, and she gave her heart to the Lord, and she was crying, and she was so thankful that the Lord saved her. And in the middle of rejoicing that she got saved, she looks up at me, and she says, "Do you think Jesus can heal my arm?" And here she is. She has she just had heart surgery, and she wants her arm healed. I said, yeah.
What was wrong with her arm?
She holds up her arm, and it's literally probably 3 or 4 inches in diameter and length, shorter than the other one, because she said that her growth plate, she fell or something when she was, you know, 6 or 7 or something, and her growth plate broke or something like that. And she wanted it the same length as the other one.
What was going on inside of you when she said that to you?
Well, I was rejoicing over her salvation and that God was touching her. And I said, oh, yeah, God can heal you. And I look over, and I'm like, whoa, that's a big miracle, Lord. And, you know, inside I was like, oh, that's a big miracle, Lord. But I know you can do it. And so we prayed, and she asked Jesus to grow her arm out. And her mom was standing right there, and this arm instantly grew out like 3, maybe 4 inches in length, and then it got fat like the other arm. It wasn't skinny anymore like a little kid's arm.
My goodness, I wish I had had a camera on that in the hospital room. Tell me just briefly some issues that can prevent someone from receiving their freedom, their deliverance.
Well, one issue is unforgiveness. A lot of times we've been hurt and we hold on to anger or unforgiveness in our hearts. And Jesus said that if we don't forgive others, we can't be forgiven. Basically, we can't experience the kingdom of God on earth if we're not living forgiving others. And so a lot of times when I pray for people, that's a major issue, is that they've been hurt and they need a lot of healing, in their heart first before they can actually get, let's say, arthritis or something cast out of them. They actually need to forgive people. So I've seen a lot of people just, when they forgive somebody, the infirmity will actually just leave their body.
Have you seen someone with arthritis that has forgiven and then the spirit of arthritis has left?
Yeah, I saw actually a lady who I was walking by a fast food restaurant, and it was like a strip mall. I was walking by, and this lady was a homeless individual, and she was sitting outside this restaurant. I said, "Hey, would you like me to buy you some food?" So I went in, bought her some food, come out, and she was she was very hurt, stuff going on with her life, and so I prayed with her, and we prayed for forgiveness and things, and she received Jesus. And she was, she couldn't actually get up to go inside and get the food with me because she had such bad arthritis in her whole body. And the Lord instantly healed her when she prayed. It just went out of her body. And I saw her like 2 months later accidentally, and she was completely healed still.
Tell me another issue that might prevent deliverance.
A failure to live a lifestyle of repentance. Jesus said that, that we're supposed to repent.
But wait a second. The popular teaching of the day is that when you got born again, you repented for all of your sins, and you don't have to keep repenting. What would you say to that?
Well, that's actually not true, because we're actually supposed to deal with all our stuff. Paul said that if you steal, you're supposed to steal no more. He said that if you're that we're supposed to cast off the works of darkness. So if you're doing something that is against the word of God, you're supposed to deal with it and get rid of it. That's how you actually enter into life. Hebrews chapter 6 actually says that. Paul actually wrote, let's not go back to the basic principles, the elementary principles of the gospel, which is faith towards God, repentance from dead works. So if you, without repentance, you can't even access the kingdom of God.
So tell me a little bit more about some of these issues that prevent deliverance.
A lot of times people are they're just living in sin. They don't even realize it. Somebody will come up for prayer, and they'll be sleeping with their boyfriend, and they'll want to be healed of a disease, and they're Christians already, and they know they're not supposed to be doing that. And so you pray for them, and nothing happens, and then later on you find out, well, they're sleeping together, and they don't want to repent of it. Well, that you can't access the kingdom of God without the basic elementary principle of repentance.
So you can see how the devil is spreading the lie. You don't have to live a repentant life.
Yeah, and
because that then just traps them for the rest of their life.
Exactly. So Paul said, if you practice such things, anger, fornication, if you practice adultery, practice getting drunk, things like that, if you practice sin, then you cannot enter. You cannot partake of the kingdom of God now. You can't do it. You can't get delivered if you're practicing, making a practice of sin.
Another issue you talk about is believing lies in your mind, such as what?
For instance, if you believe you blasphemed, or if you believed you're ugly, or if you believe that your disease is incurable, or if you believe that God doesn't love you, you believe that people hate you, you believe you're rejected. So you believe all these lies.
And I've bumped into people that believe these things, that are Christians, that attend church every week, but you can't talk them out of it.
And that's a stronghold that they have to actually walk through. And the main thing is your will. So when I was saying practicing sin, I'm not talking about somebody struggling with pornography. I'm talking about somebody who practices it and doesn't care. Same thing with lies. If you feel like you're rejected or you hate yourself, if you really want to be free from it and you seek the Lord for it, then you could be free from it. But if you're just going to eat the lie like it's a piece of cake, then you're just going to be stuck with the lie.
Well, there's so many people that are listening to us right now that are trapped in homosexuality, trapped in self-hatred, trapped in addictions of all kinds, trapped in generational curses, trapped in sicknesses of all kinds, trapped in mental disease, trapped in all sorts of emotional problems. And step by step, the Holy Spirit directed Nick Grimsman how to be free from schizophrenia. And these same steps work for all of these areas. And he has the most powerful booklet that covers self-deliverance, jam-packed with how-to. It's a how-to book and two CDs, Freedom for Intimacy, How to Be Free from the Demonic and Free to Love God, and then the special DVD that we did at our Supernatural television studio, in which he prays prayers leading people step by step through deliverance and healing. Available, the Freedom Package is available for a gift of $35. This is the Shabbat broadcast. Let me pray over you. The Lord is blessing you right now. The Lord, He's smiling upon you right now. The Lord is surrounding you. He's surrounding you totally with His acceptance, with His love, with His favor right now. The Lord is gifting you right now. The Lord is giving you His shalom. It's a Hebrew word which means peace, but also means completeness. The Lord is giving you His completeness right now in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body, in the name that is above every name, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Ve'yishmarecha Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha Yisa Adonai panav elecha Ve'asem lecha shalom.
To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.